More news stories now. A new £1.7 million bus lane is proposed for a busy route into the city. Playhouse boss reveals hopes for a £5 million revamp for a beloved city theatre, and Tinky, the red-nosed pony, spreads some cheer.
A new bus lane has been proposed for a key route into the city, which is used by park and ride buses and often congested. The £1.7 million scheme would see the verge along the A140 Ipswich Road widened to accommodate a bus-only lane for vehicles coming from Harford Park and Ride. Currently, the A140 Ipswich Road can become very busy at the junction with the Harford roundabout for the A47, which Norfolk County Council says is impacting the bus services. The project is designed to help improve bus journey times and reliability, not only for the park and ride, but also for the other services that use the route, including buses from Long Stratton, Diss and Harlesden. Widening the verge would mean there would be no loss of road space for general traffic.
A Christmas card designed by a 7-year-old vision-impaired Norfolk girl is proving to be a huge hit with the public. Rhiannon Kay from Alpington designed the card as part of a competition run by the county's sight loss charity Vision Norfolk, and her colourful picture of a Christmas tree is one of two cards designed by vision impaired people which are raising money for the charity this year. Rhiannon has aniridia, which means she has no irises, as well as nystagmus, which causes involuntary wobbling. Although she has some close-up vision, her distance vision and depth perception are poor. Despite these setbacks, Rhiannon is determined to live a full life and enjoys many adventurous activities run as part of the Children, Young People and Families programme by Vision Norfolk. You can buy Rhiannon's Christmas card at Vision Norfolk's community hubs in Norwich, King's Lynn and Great Yarmouth.
Plans for a multi-million pound upgrade to a city centre theatre have been revealed. Norwich Theatre is planning to create more space indoors and outdoors at the Playhouse in St George's Street and will focus on improving accessibility during the £5 million makeover. The plans were set to be unveiled in March 2020 to coincide with the theatre's 25th anniversary, but were brought to a grinding halt by the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. But now, the team behind the bustling venue and popular cafe bar have brought those plans back to life. The project would include better backstage facilities and more indoor space for folk to escape inclement weather. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive and Creative Director of Norwich Theatre, said, "The project is being drawn up at the moment and we hope to be able to share more in May next year, including designs and any funding plans. The project is to improve the accessibility and sustainability of Norwich Theatre Playhouse and is exploring innovative ways of powering and heating the building, as well as how to improve the visitor experience, such as step-free access to all areas, including the bar, garden, activities and shows."
The long-awaited reopening of Norwich Castle's medieval keep after a multi-million pound revamp will take place next summer, it has been confirmed. Work on a major £15 million redevelopment of the keep, called Royal Palace Reborn, started in the summer of 2020. And after 4 years of work, visitors will be able to walk into the keep once again next summer. They will be able to see how the National Heritage Lottery money-funded project has made the Grade 1 listed structure look as it did in its 12th century heyday. Construction of the castle was begun by William the Conqueror and completed by his son Henry I in 1121, making it one of the most spectacular palaces in medieval Europe at the time. The original medieval floors and room spaces are being reinstated and fully furnished, bringing alive the sights and sounds of the palace of the Norman kings. Through a partnership with the British Museum, the new permanent gallery of medieval life will showcase exceptional artefacts of the period from the Norman conquest to the reign of Henry VIII. Bosses say it will display more than 1,000 treasures of international importance, with more than 50 on long-term loan from the British Museum, including original artefacts and architecture, and visitors will be able to take part in immersive experiences throughout the keep.
As festivities spread across the city, one suburb is getting a magical visit from a different type of Christmas character. Tinkerbell is gearing up to hit the streets dressed as everyone's favourite reindeer, Rudolph. The two-year-old miniature Shetland pony has an adoring fan base from her appearances dressed as a unicorn. But a special parade will see Tinky stomping old Catton ground, spreading Christmas cheer. Kirsty Gray, owner of Spring Meadows Pony Parties, said, "Not many people in Norwich cater for what we do. We take Tinkerbell to birthday parties and care homes. She is dressed up in different outfits to suit people's themes, but her unicorn costume is the one she is best known for. We have been doing parties and visits for a little over a year," she continued. "Everyone loves meeting Tinkerbell, and we've had all ages so happy." She said, "We will be doing a walk through Old Catton, and Tinkerbell will be dressed as Tinky the Rudolph to get into the spirit. Tinkerbell will set out in Old Catton on Sunday, December the 17th at 2:30 p.m. and will try to meet as many children in the area as possible."